Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Again, guys, I want to thank you for being here tonight. And tonight, we're going to be talking about a topic that should be pretty familiar with most of you as we're going through the month of October. In fact, it's probably that month where, you know, we see awareness of this particular topic more so than we do most other topics. You know, there's a lot of health education awareness months that are spread out throughout the year where we're recognizing and being aware of various different health issues that affect a lot of us here in the United States. But this month is one of those ones where it's hard to avoid because everywhere you see pink ribbons, right? And that's to indicate support for breast cancer awareness. And that's certainly something that affects, unfortunately, far too many women and, crazy as it sounds, some men as well in our modern day times. And so tonight we're going to focus on that particular topic since it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And you know, tonight I get to spend some time with a lady who's a member of Zuma Scientific Advisory Board. She's been part of the Zuma family now, I think they figured it out the other day, for 12 years. And so she's been a great asset to us as a company, always gives her all on these calls in terms of her knowledge and education. And tonight, this one's a little bit more personal for her. So I know she's got a great message lined up for us tonight on this topic. Of course, I'm talking about our very own Dr. Melissa Bennett, doctor of naturopathic, and runs her own practice right there in the great state of Georgia. So I want to make sure she's on the line. Dr. Bennett, are you with us?
Thank you, first of all, for letting me share my story. And I'm going to keep my story pretty short because I have some great information that you may not hear unless you know someone who practices natural health care. So I really think for those of you on the call, sharing it with someone who may be going through a cancer diagnosis or people who are concerned about preventative, or if, even if it's yourself, you know, this is some good information that we're going to be able to kind of address that you may not get from other sources. And, you know, I love Zuma because Zuma is all about changing the health of a generation. And, you know, I'm the owner of the Olive Leaf, and our mission is to empower, like, our patients to make these informed, healthy choices every single day. So whether it's like through nutrition or exercise or lifestyle changes, we just believe that if you're making small positive steps, that it's going to lead to significant long-lasting improvements in your health. So it's not like a race. It's like a walk, and we're walking beside you, just like Zuma does with their products. And tonight, I'm going to be focusing more on cancer prevention, and it's October. And I wanted to really focus on that because it is October and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, it's something that unless you've been impacted by it, a lot of times you just go through your life not thinking about it. But if it ever rears its ugly head, you know, then you're faced with something that you're really scares you. And a little bit about myself, I was only like 33 when I was diagnosed, and it was on my 33rd birthday. And I remember sitting with an oncologist, and he was sitting beside me, Ken, and he just scribbled on this piece of paper that I was going to have to go through 2 years of chemo and 46 radiation treatments, but he only gave me a 45% chance of survival. And then he goes, well, if you go through the 2 years of chemo and 46 radiation treatments, it'll push it up 10%. And I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, I was in total shock. But you know what? We serve a God who is mighty, and he says in Jeremiah 29:11, he knows the plans he has for us, and that's to prosper us and to have plans for our future and to give us hope. And I stood on that because at that moment in my life, you know, when someone tells you when you're in your 30s that you may not be here, you really start figuring out, well, why are you here? And that's a story in itself. So I won't go into all that, but I had so many miracles that God gave me during that time. And at that time, too, I had, you know, two small children. And I, like I said, I was just so scared. And I went ahead, I started the clinical trial with the 2 years. And I didn't know at that moment But later on, years later, I found out there's a movie called Living Proof with Harry Connick Jr. on Amazon, and I was actually one of the women on the Herceptin clinical trial. And prior to Herceptin, the majority of women who had that diagnosis, they died with traditional chemo because it was such an aggressive cancer. So this is why when someone comes to me in my practice, I am very balanced when it comes to healthcare. I believe that we need to utilize a combination of traditional care along with natural health care, and they complement each other. It's not a competition. It's not, to me, one way or the other. It's whatever is needed to get you healthy. And I believe above all things that the Lord is our healer. He can use whatever he wants to heal us. And if he wants to heal us supernaturally, he's done that, which is a beautiful thing. But at the same time, we don't really want to get so stuck going in one direction that we don't open ourselves up to having both or just a nice combination and a good care team that addresses all areas. And I always tell my patients that they should just prayerfully discern the best choices. And I also think the best way to navigate cancer is just to avoid it. It would be the best thing in the first place. And if you have it, to really take steps not to get a reoccurrence, because it's a fact that like 1 in 2 men, I mean, this is so scary, 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women can be diagnosed with cancer at some point in their lives. So the good news, there's good news here, is that many, many cancers are preventable. And by making healthier lifestyle choices, you can reduce your risk. So that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. I wanted to kind of give you some natural approaches through nutrition, through hydration, gut health, and environmental changes, and also kind of really highlight some of the products that Zuma has that are really beneficial that a lot of the members don't even realize they have access to. And the first one I wanted to bring up was ellagic acid. And ellagic acid is something that we hear about, you know, we don't really know what it is. A lot of people have never heard of it in the first place. And it was so wonderful that Zuma knew about this product or knew about the benefits of ellagic acid and was able to incorporate it into a product, because what it basically is, it's a powerful, naturally occurring compound, and it's found in foods like berries and pomegranates, like raspberries. And you can also find it in nuts. I think Zuma's comes from raspberries specifically. And this potent antioxidant has been shown to help protect cells from oxidative damage. And that's one of the main drivers of cancer development is oxidative damage. So if you can inhibit that, then you're going to help prevent cancer from, you know, taking over that cell. And antioxidants like ellagic acid, they neutralize free radicals. And free radicals are basically these, you have to picture them, they're like molecules that went rogue. And they damage cells, and they damage DNA, and that could potentially lead a person to cancer. So you're reducing the oxidative stress, and ellagic acid actually helps lower the risk of certain cancers, especially skin cancer, and also colon cancer and liver cancers, but specifically skin. I know it's been studied for and researched, and it actually has been shown to slow the growth of cancer cells and even called something called apoptosis. So apoptosis is what you want your cells to do all the time, and cancer cells just don't seem to know they need to do this. But research has shown that that ellagic acid helps with that cell death that you want to see in cancer cells, especially even breast, prostate, colon cancers, those are three, skin cancers. They need more studies out there for things like this. They have them, but unfortunately, there's not a lot of money to be made in raspberry, you know, ellagic acid, so we don't get the studies. But there are certain studies out there specifically for, I think, the brand that Zuma carries. And a really good thing about ellagic acid, too, it helps the liver naturally detoxify. So that's really important because, you know, if the liver gets backed up, then everything else stops working. So it actually acts on the liver's natural detoxification processes, and it helps the body eliminate, like, carcinogens and harmful substances. So this is another reason why you would want to take a supplement, but you also want to include ellagic acid-rich foods in your diet, you know, like pomegranates, the berries, things that are deep, dark colors, those are really important. So that's one of the primary products I would say that someone needs to use. Now, my favorite product that you guys have is the X2O. We know hydration is crucial to health, but it's specifically crucial for cancer because if your cells are hydrated, they're going to be more efficient at detoxifying and resisting damage that can lead to cancer. And, you know, in my 20s, Ken, I hated water. I don't think I drank water until I was 33. Honestly, I just hated it. I didn't like it. I don't know why. It was just one of those things I could not stand. And the irony of being with Zuma now, and you guys were all about water, really probably contributed to saving my life as well because I hated water. And we know now through PubMed studies that breast cancer is reduced by 50% and colon cancer by 45% just by drinking water. So imagine what we have at our disposal. We have the X2Os, and the X2O sachets are just full of trace minerals, like 70 trace minerals. So they're a great way to improve your hydration because they're adding these essential minerals to your water, which helps balance out your pH, but they also, you know, provide like the calcium, magnesium, and all of that supports cellular health and, again, detoxification, which is the key word here. And if the X2O helps you detoxify from a cellular level, that's going to support your immune system. And if your immune system is supported, that's going to reduce cancer risk. So X2O may not be the most exciting product, but it is the most important product because people drink it and they're like, okay, well, maybe I'm not feeling any different. Then they drink it for, you know, a week or so, and I check their pH and I see that pH going up into a good direction. And then they're like, well, I am feeling bad, not hurting as much. All these things start to happen for them because they're getting hydrated, which is really, really important and something that's missing in our society because we are bombarded with everything else but things that are good for us on TV. The other product I was thinking about is probiotics, which I helped develop with you guys. And there is a gut cancer connection. So your gut plays a critical role in your immune system, and that's the body's first line of defense against cancer. So it's 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut. So if you maintain a healthy balance of bacteria, that's going to be crucial to you setting up the troops that are going to fight for you. Because I love the microbiome. I do GI testing in my office, and I love to see how we have these opportunistic bad guys, and then we have these great good guys that are the flora that's really good for us. And if we keep that balance, we're just keeping ourselves healthy from the standpoint of keeping us away from COVID, away from cancer, away from all kinds of nasty things that want to come in and attack our body. And our DNA that's in our microbiome is actually higher than the DNA that's in our blood. So that's how important getting a good probiotic into your system is. And probiotics through Zuma, that is one of the, it's a multi-strain. That's one of the things we spoke about. You don't want to get one strain of bacteria. You want to get multi-strain. And I think they just reformulated to get even more strains in there. And I think that's really important. So if you, people aren't taking a probiotic, especially this one, they're kind of setting themselves up. Because if your immune system has the ability to detect and destroy abnormal cells before they become cancerous, that's why you're looking at probiotics. You're attacking it at the source, which is such a good thing. Another thing that probiotics do is they help with chronic inflammation, and this is a significant risk for all types of cancer. So you want to balance that bacteria in your gut, and that's going to help lower inflammation throughout your body. And that's really going to help with, like, not just breast cancer, but like colorectal cancer, different types of cancers. And probiotics help with toxin elimination. So they destroy, like, harmful substances in the gut and preventing them from being absorbed into your bloodstream. And this, it reduces your exposure to carcinogens and everything else. So the gut's so important when it comes to anything that has to do with cancer or just your immune system in general. Another product that I really like is Natural Selection. I call these sleeper products because you don't really hear about that one as much as you would, like, let's say X2O. But Natural Selection is for the immune system. It's a unique supplement that focuses on supporting your cellular health and function. It contains a blend of natural ingredients designed to enhance your overall wellness. And Natural Selection will support repair processes and protect against oxidative stress. So it's kind of like the same thing that you're looking at with ellagic acid with your antioxidants. But when you're promoting healthy cell function, this supplement can be just, I mean, it's so valuable because then you're actually going to a cellular level. And I think, you know, if you integrate the Natural Selection into your daily routine, you're going to help ensure that your cells are functioning at their best, and that's going to support your immune system and overall health. So those are, you know, four products that I really love that Zuma has that can help you fight cancer. The other things that we want to look at, though, is you can take supplements, but you have to look at your lifestyle. If your lifestyle is going in a direction where you're not really trying to take care of yourself, but you're trying to supplement to do that, that's not a good choice either. So you need to be balanced. So we want to load up on, you know, our fruits and vegetables. And you hear this a lot, you know, from cancer prevention sites. You know, you want to load up on those fruits and vegetables, again, because you're focusing on antioxidants, but also fiber, because you need fiber to protect your cells. And it's really important because fiber also supports digestion and it reduces the risk of the colorectal cancer. It's so important. And then adding those antioxidants, those bright foods, the dark, you know, greens and the dark purples, those are so important too to keep that antioxidant level up. The second thing we have to do, and, you know, you hear this all the time too, well, stay physically active. Well, how do you do that? Because a lot of people want to do things, they'll contemplate it, but it's really hard when you first start doing something. So I always tell my patients to walk 10 minutes a day, every day, until they get used to getting their brain reset to do something. And when they do that, then they can start moving it up slowly. The goal is to have, for cancer prevention, aim for at least 30 minutes of physical activity most days of the week. If you can do something physical 30 minutes a day, regular exercise reduces that inflammation, it supports that immune function, and it maintains a healthy weight. The third thing we hear about that we know about is processed foods and sugar. Sugar. I mean, it's just crazy. It's everywhere, it's hard to avoid it. And we shouldn't have to live in a bubble where we have to avoid it all the time. But the goal is moderation, like I always say on these talks. Don't just fill your day up with it. Try to flip it around where you're eating, getting your fruits from fruit toast that's in actual fruits. And then when you want to enjoy yourself, you know, enjoy yourself, but just don't do it like 80% of the time, because processed foods and refined sugars, again, contribute to inflammation, and that's linked to cancer development. So you just want to focus on whole foods, your lean proteins, your healthy fats, and that'll help you maintain a healthy weight, because obesity is a significant risk factor for a lot of cancers. So we want to maintain a healthy weight and get that regular exercise, that proper hydration. It's really, really important. You know, and again, if we look at stress, that's the other thing that we have to look at, because I've noticed that people get a cancer diagnosis a lot of times after they've been through a ton of stress. And stress, though, is the beautiful thing about stress is that if you learn to navigate it and you try to keep your sleep in order, your body is going to naturally rebalance itself, which is a beautiful thing. So you want to prioritize sleep. And just if you prioritize sleep, that's going to help your stress level. That's going to help your cortisol get balanced. So stress is not a bad thing if you know how to actually use it and not really use it to where it won't hurt you. If you can just use things to kind of get into a place where you know how to relieve the stress and not hold on to stress. And again, back to Jesus, I have to talk about Jesus because his yoke is easy. We're not supposed to carry a yoke around all the time. We have to give that up. And I think praying and lifting things up to God is the best way to relieve stress. So we have to do that like every day because stuff crazy going on right now in the world, so we have to let things go. The other thing that we want to look at is making sure that we optimize our vitamin D and our iodine. You can protect breast health by ensuring adequate levels of vitamin D and iodine. So obviously daily exposure to sunlight is really good. There's a product called Cardiozyme, which has vitamin D with Zuma, and it helps your cardiovascular system, but it also has that vitamin D in there. You want to have moderation in caffeine and alcohol. You know, just keep it in healthy limits. Don't go over the top with it. And I always love, you know, good detoxification, because I think that's the key. Everything centers around detoxification, inflammation, and hydration. All the shuns. If we can cover those things, then a lot of times our bodies will not develop anything that's bad for it, because we've pretty much eliminated things that are going to hurt it. And I love detox. In my practice, I do several detoxification programs. And a plug for the olive leaf, that we do see patients remotely as well as in office. So if someone wants to do a consult with us, we can do that for them and get really deep, you know, go a lot deeper into other ways of helping them. Again, the sugar intake, I'm just going to leave it as it is. We're going into the holiday season. We can't go nuts about not having sugar. But if you incorporate the good things, it's okay to have the bad things every once in a while. I think that's so important. I also like liver protection. Taking like 100 milligrams of milk thistle is really good at night. That kind of helps the liver. It supports it. And beneficial testing that we want to look at, you always want to get your thyroid monitored. Keep your thyroid, get a good baseline, and get the full thyroid checked, which is your TSA, TSH, your T3, T4, TPO antibodies. That way you can see if your body's overworking itself, if the thyroid's having some stress, and you can start helping it before you even need to go on a medication. And I think that's really good. There's also several, CA-125 is a good marker for ovarian cancer. You can ask your doctor to do that test for you. We do breast tomography at the Olive Leaf, and you can, you know, find somewhere mixed. I like breast tomography, but at the same time, I like the balance of knowing what's going on from a medical standpoint as well. So I do like ultrasounds. There's something called HerScan, which is really nice. And I think the combination of those two things are really good to use for women. There's also Estronex testing, where you can check for, you know, with women, it checks to see how the liver is actually detoxifying xenoestrogens that are linked to hormonal cancers. And micronutrient testing is something that I do in my office, which identifies the nutrient deficiencies affecting your health. I also do the Estronex testing and all these tests, actually, that I'm mentioning here. Really like toxic element and mineral testing, because I really feel like you can find out if you've been exposed to harmful elements such as glyphosate. I love checking people for glyphosate, because it's in a lot of our foods right now. And if you have an abundance of it, it's good to go on a good detox program to, you know, help eliminate it out of the body. So that's what I help patients with at the Olive Leaf. Healthy home habits that you want to start doing. You want to start dry skin brushing. If you go to www.theoliveleaf.com and go under an area that has health blog, you can look at how to dry skin brush. Basically, it's brushing once a week. It improves your circulation. It helps with lymph, your lymph system detoxification. So lymph doesn't move on its own. So you're just kind of getting your body through dry skin brushing to just move it, you know, to detox. That's the goal. And it's a real easy way of doing that. I also recommend switch your deodorants out. Try to use natural deodorants if you can find them that work. Sometimes some deodorants will work for some people and not for others. Don't give up on it. Just keep looking for the ones that have the least amount of chemicals in there, because you're putting it under your arm. And pores are large there, so I really think that's really, really, really important. I also think if you can get into a sauna at least once every couple of weeks during the wintertime, unless you're exercising, that's going to help, just kind of help detox you from there. Mindful skincare, that's so, so, so important for women. We need to avoid applying products that we cannot pronounce on our skin, especially anything that has parabens. It looks like there's a paradigm shift happening within that skincare group, which is really good, where they're actually conscious of it, and they're saying, okay, yeah, we no parabens, no this, no that. So it's like there is people are moving in that direction. They want that. So it looks like the skincare is going in that direction, which is really good. But be careful about what you put on your skin because your skin's your largest organ. And again, we're talking about liver detoxification. We don't want to expose ourselves to things that our body has to assimilate and get rid of. The same thing with Glade air fresheners, things that you plug into the wall, your olfactory, that's your breathing system here. You don't want to have to take that into your system and have your body deal with the stress of daily life and trying to detoxify Glade air fresheners while you're at the candle shop. And then you take a bath in something that has like 1,000 chemicals. You've got to like take a inventory and go, you know what? Maybe I don't need this right now. Give your body a break so that it can do what it needs to do to let things go. And I think that's so, so important. I also recommend the MTFHR. That's a test I forgot to mention. That's a test we do in the office to check for a genetic mutation that people have. Some people have this double variant, and they need folic acid methylated. And I know that's just complicated there, but you need to take that if you have that gene and that genetic SNP. So it's good to know that because that, again, is really good to help with cancer prevention and keeping the cells really healthy. Trying to think, water filtration, again, is a huge thing. We have the X2O sachets. You can put them into tap water, and it will. It's FDA approved to filter out that water. But honestly, I would look into getting a really good filtration system and then using the X2O sachets in that. We also carry those at the office. We carry those at the Olive Leaf. They're not expensive, but they will actually clear out like 140 chemicals in the water, and then you can put your little X2O sachet in that purified water, and you don't have to worry about using the tap water from there. I think I've covered everything, Kim, but I do want to say, just in closing, that cancer prevention, it's a long-term effort. It's not short, like I'm going to do this today and it's going to prevent cancer. It's a long-term effort, but if you do small, consistent changes, they're going to add up over time, and it lets you take control of your health one step at a time. So it doesn't have to be major shifts and everything. It just means that, okay, you know what? This might be good for my body. I'm going to either remove it or I'm going to add it in and just start your walk. It's not a race, kind of a walk through your life of finding things that can help you, navigate through that and hopefully never have a cancer diagnosis. Or if you ever have a cancer diagnosis, come see me because I actually do help people restore after they've been through chemotherapy and radiation and build their bodies back better than it was before. So anyhow, okay, I think I covered it in my 30 minutes.
my gosh, that was awesome, Melissa. That was a ton of great information in a really short period of time. And what I love about what you're saying, just in summary, is that it's not a just do this and you won't have breast cancer, or just take this and you'll be just fine. It's more of a, hey, it's a lifestyle change. It's you making better lifestyle decisions. And it's interesting. I've noticed that people who, not all, but a large percentage of people I've known over the years that develop cancer of any kind, including breast cancer, when you look at their lifestyle habits prior to that diagnosis, they've usually had some really not so great lifestyle habits. So that definitely plays a huge role. And I'll just throw in one other thing here at the end that might be beneficial. The X2O obviously is one of my favorite products. I know it's one of yours. One of the other things that I love about it is the alkalinity factor. And of course, cancer loves sugar, it loves acid, and if we can give our bodies more of that alkaline boost as often as possible, right, we also give our bodies some fighting ability against things like cancer.
That is so true, and the alkalinity is so important because any disease has a very hard time living, in a more alkaline environment. The acidity really attracts that, and that goes along with inflammation, so it's all connected, and if you're able to relieve the stress off of your body from doing something as simple as putting in a little X2O sachet, then it's like, I always divide the body up into different areas. So you've got sleep, you've got hydration, you've got nutrition, and you've got exercise. And stress is just one of the things that it just comes with life, right? But if you're able to actually compensate by fixing these little areas and just doing these informed, like, healthy choices, the little bit at a time, it's going to help your body. You'll feel good. And all overall, it's just going to be good long term. And it is about long term health more so than just, you know, a quick fix.
It really is. And again, you being a survivor of that, you can speak authoritatively to it, especially considering that, you know, what you're doing each and every day is helping people either avoid it or, like you just said, recover from it. And that holds all the credibility as somebody who myself has never had to deal with that. I know you have. And so that's why I'm appreciative of you, you know, sharing your personal experience as well on this call.
Yeah, never wanted to. You know, all these years, it's been 25 years, I don't think I've ever posted a bald picture of myself, but I was like, eh, might as well. years after I had a long wig in that went down to my waist, and my dog used to just, like, run. After I finished chemo, that dog would just run around like Cousin It on the Monsters, just running through the house with that long wig. That was so funny.
Well, Melissa, again, I appreciate you sharing that with everybody and being willing to share a bald picture yourself. But you know what? That's the inspiration that sometimes people need to know, hey, you've been there and you know how to help them get to the other side. And that's what this call was about. So I really appreciate you taking the time, as always, to share this valuable information with us. And thank you very much.
Thank you.